beginning to look a lot like
Christmas. Exactly, 47 days away from Christmas, and this is, for some of you out there, the moment when you should be in panic mode.
Yeah, many people should be in panic. This is our 41st podcast. We've been doing this for a long time now.
I was just looking at our blog site last night and discovered that we have, I personally have written 100 and something posts, and together we've written 308 posts on our website, which is pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Now, we have to apologize. We didn't podcast last week because of Hurricane, Superstorm, Frankenstorm, Sandy, whatever you want to call her. But we're making it up for it. And if you have, this week we do, but I do want to say, you know, if people feel like, you know, Sandy's something you want to think about in the holidays, remember, you can get online and give to the Red Cross, or there's numbers you can text and give money to the Red Cross, because people probably need your help, and we've been talking all year long about how to make a difference in others' lives, and I'm sure Sandy will affect many people even up until Christmas time.
I'll tell you what, and that reminds me, I was just talking about this last night. I was talking about the Christmas that my father passed away. The men in my dad's company got together and brought Christmas gifts for all of us that Christmas, and it really made a big difference in my life, and I even remember today the Hello Kitty school supplies that I received as a gift.
So of course.
I was 12 years old.
The things you do for others in need are the most memorable things. Now, you might notice, if you're a regular listener, we are not at the Ultima Studios this week. We're on location in my dining room, and you hear kind of other little noises, maybe. There's busy crafts. We have, you might say, the Yule Log elves are here with us today, because we have some special guests.
We have three
that are helping us.
And actually, the special guests are helping us make a huge mess in your house.
Well, that's okay.
After this is over, we'll be bringing out the vacuum.
Nah, it's all good. So, as you know, we have an important, less than 2 weeks, Natalie and I will be at the Cow Palace at the Maryland State Fairgrounds to unveil our Festival of Trees entries.
That's right, for the Kennedy Krieger Institute. And so we are today having a dress rehearsal.
Right, and Natalie is now free to talk about her
moratorium
card project. Yes, we've
so
talking about the trees
again.
I can
speak about the card project, and I can speak about the trees. And we have our three elves, Beth, my mom, Shirley, and our friend, Sean. Beth's our friend, too. And that didn't come out right, did it? We have been speedily and busily crafting today with a lot of glue, which we have gotten on some of your furniture, but I'm trying to
That's the first I've heard of that. Okay, so we are busy. We have, you know, it is November 6th. It's Election Day, but we're not going to talk about that at all. You know, make sure you vote. Go vote. It's important. But, you know, we've had many votes as well, and part of the votes were our trees. So we have, believe it or not, here on November 6th, there are two Christmas trees set up in my house. There was Christmas music playing. One of the trees is nearly completely decorated with ornaments made from cards. And our I Spy tree is kind of started, but Natalie doesn't have the same interest in that tree that she does in the card tree.
Well, the recycled Christmas cards are my first love, and our elves are sitting around the table right now. Beth and my mom are making Christmas card garland, and Sean is over here making Christmas card wreaths, and I'm very happy to finally be released into my element.
Yes.
And so we made Christmas card teardrops, we made Christmas card angels, and Christmas card...
Tree skirt? You made a Christmas
tree
card
skirt.
Tree skirt?
Oh my gosh, wait till you see. It's too bad radio doesn't have visuals, because my tree skirt is going to be awesome. Mom, this is where you can say yes, it is.
Don't you put pictures on the blog?
Well, of course we have pictures, but we, you know, we don't like, we like people, we want people to come see our trees. So we're not going to give it all away free. We want you to come and give money to the Kennedy Krieger Institute.
I myself was going to put a lot of pictures on the blog, but I'll do it after you come to the Kennedy Krieger Institute.
Well, of course, there'll be many pictures, but...
All right, so last, in our 2 weeks that we did not podcast...
We've talked about a lot of stuff.
A bunch of things, and you brought up some interesting Santa coupons.
Yes, and I want to just go on record, because we generally talk about this, that yet again, you have the random posts. Where did Arthur Christmas come from?
I think my posts are the interesting, stimulating, thought-provoking posts.
Yes, I'm sure many blog readers are into Arthur Christmas.
Well, why can't they be into Arthur Christmas? It's coming out on November 6th. When was that?
What do you know? It's today.
Today.
Have you ever watched it?
No. But okay. I just want you to know PBS.
Oh, Beth's seen it.
All right.
Tell us about it. The animated film?
The PBS, Arthur Christmas. And it had something to do with reindeers. And Santa couldn't get home in his sled. Doesn't that ring a bell with you?
It was out last year?
Yes.
Uh-huh. In the movies?
It's like a big-headed kid who's Arthur.
Yes. It's not the aardvark.
No, not...
He said Arthur.
Arthur. He is a big, long-headed fellow. Person.
So my dream was to take students.
You didn't even look at the picture you posted? It's a person.
It's a person. That person's Arthur, but yes. I thought you were confused.
I am not confused at all.
You just cut him off in the middle of saying Arthur and thought he was saying aardvark is the problem.
He's a long-headed fellow, not an animal, not an anteater, not an aardvark.
And he is Santa Claus's son, and he takes over, and he's a complete misfit. And it was a very heartwarming story. And I actually have a really fun... It's so funny that you mentioned Arthur Christmas. I did not read this blog post, so I apologize. But last year, I took my film study class to see Arthur Christmas on a field trip. Why, you wonder?
Yes, why? Well, we would like to know.
It was around the holiday season. And I wanted to go on a field trip because I've never taken students on a field trip anywhere ever. And it was my dream. Like, I don't... It's a really perplexing dream. And cross that off the bucket list now. And so I took them because we were in the middle of our animation unit, and that's why I chose Arthur Christmas. It was festive. It was December. It was wonderful. And because the film started so late, we had to leave before the film was over. So I don't quite know what happens at the end.
No way!
Wow! Anticlimactic.
Well, I don't know what happens at the end of the film, but it was...
I bet somebody saves the day and Arthur redeems himself.
Well, we were very close to him saving the day, but I thought it was such a nice story of an underdog kind of...
Had he gone with Grand Santa on the sled to deliver the bicycle to the little girl?
Yes, and Grand Santa is hilarious, and I'd like to imagine that if I had a grandfather, I'd wish he'd be like Grand Santa because he was hilarious and seemingly like a drunkard, but he was really funny. And I enjoyed it because and Arthur has an accent. I can't remember which nationality he is. Maybe British?
Probably. Or the undisclosed sort of foreign effect.
European.
Madonna. Like Madonna's accent.
He's like Madonna. But I thought it was a really, really sweet tale. And
now here's my problem.
What's your problem with Arthur Christmas?
My problem is that...
She thinks it's an aardvark.
Problem number one.
I'm temporarily confused, but I'm back on track.
Okay.
My problem is, he was wearing ugly Christmas sweaters. And yes. You know what he looked like, Mom? He looked exactly like the guy from Ratatouille.
Yes, he does look like the character from Ratatouille.
Yes, you're right. Very similar animation.
Exactly like the Ratatouille boy.
Oh.
Not the rat.
But he looked exactly like the misfitty boy, and he had on ugly Christmas sweaters, and he's kind of the underdog. And then his brother is
militant,
and he's wearing, get this, Christmas camo, right? And he does everything all...
What is Christmas camo, like red and green?
It was red and green, but it had like the pattern, so he could camouflage himself
into
Christmas.
That's going to be in the stores.
And it should be. That's our next thing. We got to make some Christmas camo.
Well, he's like all Mr. Technology. He's like,
Christmas
we will deliver all the gifts on time, you know, with our technology.
Well, that's like, what's
See, that's why I liked it, because I'm so anti-technology, as I just checked my iPhone. I'm so anti-technology. I'm very old school in many ways, even being young. But I like that it was like the old-fashioned method. Because Grand Santa got out the old sleigh, and that's how they saved the day.
It was like
the old stuff. It wasn't with, like,
what's the
technology.
New little,
like, technology doesn't fix everything.
What's the new little Christmas thing that has, like, the little elves that are, like...
Oh, is it the one, like, the Guardians? Where
it's not that.
Like, the Easter Bunny.
Yeah,
Santa
that that's
Claus,
a new movie coming out this weekend. But it's a Christmas special, and it's, like, little elves, and, like, they're, like, Santa's, like... SWAT force and everything, and they're like, they get in trouble and they have like gadgets, and it's like kind of...
That doesn't sound like something good boys and girls should be watching.
Well, no, it was a Hallmark thing, and it's like, they're like Mission Impossible. They have to go like solve things when Christmas gets in trouble. These little elf special forces
team. How come Christmas is always in trouble? Do you ever wonder, like, why is Christmas always in trouble?
Well, it's the
There's
quintessential...
There's a blog post for you. Why
it's
is
a
Christmas always in trouble?
Good
it's
always has to battle
task,
bad.
Too.
It is an enormous task. And I guess the point of Arthur Christmas was to reveal how Santa delivers all the gifts in one night.
True.
That was the point of the movie, was to demonstrate how technology now delivers all of the gifts in one night. But, of course, technology failed.
Well, we've got to go back to the old school.
Skipped over the girl with the bicycle.
Okay, so maybe Arthur Christmas wasn't your most random, but there are certainly some random things on there.
Okay, well, give me another one here.
Well, I don't have a list in front of me.
Somebody does.
What every woman wants.
Yeah, that was
for Christmas?
That was not random.
No, it wasn't random.
Oh, that was a good one.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
She's on my side.
Well, she's of course on your side.
Well, there are four women here. Yeah. What does every woman want for Christmas?
Well, I was talking about that song, Santa Baby.
Yes.
And you know all the things she asks for.
I was looking to see how much
that stuff really costs.
Like a deed to a platinum mine.
And I couldn't find much about platinum mines, but I did find a lot about...
things from Tiffany's.
I found things about a yacht. I found things about a mink coat. The problem was, and this was what was so amusing... Every single website I went to, it said price furnished upon request or call for pricing, which I thought was really
because
hilarious.
You need to show your credentials to get the price for that.
I don't live where those people live.
Well, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Exactly. And I have my Kohl's 20% off coupon in my hand.
I have
30%.
I have a free $10.
There you go. See?
Oh, wow. You know what else did we talk about before this takes an odd couponing turn?
Well, I'm curious. What does every... Well, let's update that list. What would everyone...
Oh, I know. Because if we were really talking to Santa Baby, what does everybody want? That's an excellent
What does
question.
Every woman
well,
want?
Well, but she wasn't representing every woman. She was quite a vixenish, coquettish type woman that was playing, you know...
Right.
She was working it just to get some things.
Right. And she...
But what do you think women... Oops.
What do you think women want now, then?
I
want world peace and an end to hunger.
And providing today's pageant answer, Honey Boo Boo Child.
Pageant answer.
I wonder if Honey Boo Boo Child will do a Christmas special. And what that might be.
That could be pretty interesting.
It'd that would be a train wreck beyond
watch,
all.
And then you could tell me about it.
I've never watched it. So what else did we talk about that we need to summarize?
Coupons. You wrote about Santa coupons.
Well, we had talked about the coupon idea before throughout the year. You know, that a good way that you can give a very thoughtful gift if you don't have a lot of money at the holidays is to give a coupon book for things that you can give throughout the year.
Now, I have done that.
I like the coupon.
And I did that for cookies, actually, where you could... redeem for a cookie of the month situation.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Now, did it get redeemed?
It did not.
See, that's the question. Like, do the coupons get redeemed? Now, I know that if Mom gives me a coupon, I generally redeem it.
I would too.
Well, and then this coupon book, it was very generic stuff like dinner out, you know, or back massage. I mean, it was some of the stuff was very couple-y, and some of the stuff in the printed prefab book that you
was
could
wash
buy.
Wash the dishes in that coupon book?
It was a lot of household chores and stuff like that. But it was like $6, and it was very, like, if somebody gave that to you, you'd be like, huh.
I can make this.
Yeah, and that was my point. Like, you could take and actually make a coupon book that looks pretty and tailor it towards things that that person would actually enjoy.
And I bet there's someplace online where we could get some good templates.
Like, for instance, Sean, I would give you one that's like a coupon that I'd redeem for it. Just leave me alone. I need time. Coupon to turn in for when you need me time.
So would I turn that into you for you to leave me alone?
Exactly.
Could I make that out to other people though?
Well, I would be. I guess I could give you coupons that you could give to others, but I don't know that they'd buy in. I mean, I could give you a coupon that says one free day off work, but I don't know if you can turn it in at work.
I've been trying to redeem this massage coupon for the last three
months. Yeah, that could get a little weird.
Can you do it? I've been trying to get my dishes washed.
That's true.
Trying to get my cookies.
Now, the coupon that I'm really curious about, which wasn't part of the coupon book, and I keep watching the website to see, is the coupon to take in your old Christmas lights.
Oh, right. Did you see it?
No, but I did see that you could redeem old Christmas lights at Lowe's or
Yes.
For what? This year?
You have to print the thing offline. They haven't announced when they're doing it this year yet.
Oh,
you have to have
I saw it advertised on TV.
You did? This year?
Okay. Then we got to find it because they do it. And you take in the thing and you turn in your old lights and you get a voucher towards money for new LED energy efficient Christmas lights, which is all well and good and we love the planet Earth, but I don't think they have the same brilliance that the other ones do.
Well, do they take longer to warm up? Because
no, they're not like CF whatevers.
Because like sometimes you turn the light on, you're in the dark for 5 minutes.
You come back 5 minutes later.
I think 5 minutes. I think 5 minutes might be a little hyperbole.
Maybe, but I'll just tell you that I leave my laundry room light on because I get so frustrated because I can't sort the clothes until well, it warms up.
True.
You need a coupon for clothes sorting.
You do. So we had a couple songs that we talked about. We talked about Winter Wonderland, and we wrote about Santa Baby.
And we wrote about Santa. So we had two songs, and then you can't tell us what this week's song is.
There's only like 8 songs left, 7 songs left till Christmas. We don't have a lot of time. It's very distressing.
That's he did it.
Sean just made a wreath out of Christmas cards. It actually could also be a star, maybe. Some type of star Bethlehem.
Do you have all 8 pieces?
Yarmulke friends.
Do you have all 8 pieces?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have a small star.
You have a small star.
It's not a star, it's a wreath.
You have to, like...
You have to shove more in there.
Like, shove them apart slightly. But see, it's a good size.
Okay.
But, you know, the other thing is we had some feedback from our listeners because I had written about seeing the windows downtown in Washington, which I had forgotten. I didn't.
Which would actually be from a reader.
Well,
not a listener.
Okay, well, the reader listener is sitting next to me.
Oh, our number one reader listener.
Our number one reader listener, Shirley, is sitting next to me. And you took me downtown to see those windows. And I right? Was it Woody's?
It was Woody's.
When was that?
This would have been...
Well, I calculated it. I think it was 1970.
Oh.
I would think it was in 1970.
You weren't even born then, were you?
It was my spirit went downtown.
It was in utero, didn't you?
My real self went downtown.
And then afterwards, we went on the Mall of the Ellipse to see all the trees and the Christmas tree.
Do you remember how I said I had been there one time in my
life?
Apparently, it was that time.
Yes, I do remember that.
It was really cold. Christmas, actually.
The Christmas windows at stores are quite remarkable. Like, I have a friend from college, her sister-in-law worked for Neiman Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
And she was in window design. Like, that was her full-time job. And it's year-round. Like, they start design and purchasing and everything for, like, 2013 Christmas windows, like, now. Like, the windows for this year are already done, out, over. So they're already thinking ahead to next year.
Like the Kennedy Krieger holiday of trees, except, like, times a million.
Well, yes. And it's also, you know, you have to think ahead to, like, what's going to be
trendy
and fashionable, and you want to sell next December.
Okay, that's hard to do.
Like, I mean, who knows? I mean, you don't want to have your people dressed in the wrong outfits. And...
Oh, when we saw them in the 40s, when I saw them when I was a little girl, it was just all that beautiful, magical Christmas spirit. Had nothing to do with selling anything.
Of course.
You know, it was skaters, I think that's what I liked. And you could stand in front of that window for half an hour and not take it all in.
I remember doing it. And I remember, the one that I remember was the elves somehow were going up the ladder into the tree or toward the tree. And they had them sort of mechanized going up.
Like the mountain climber in Price is Right.
Or the elaborate train sets. Remember how that used to be all the thing? It is so cool.
You could watch them forever.
I wonder if the train museum in downtown Frederick changes it all for Christmas and sets up Christmassy stuff.
We should call them and do a...
We have to find out. We could go on live site.
We've done on site before. We got to go back to the tree farm.
We do, because now they're actually going to be selling trees.
Yeah.
Now today's topic, of course, is what we've accomplished today. So how's everything looking? How's the paper tree looking? Our recycled Christmas card 4-foot tree, which our practice tree was donated by Beth today. And I'll tell you what my problem was. It was a smaller tree than I thought.
I'm sorry.
The real tree that we adopted is 4 feet, so it's the size it's supposed to be, but it's smaller.
Well, and I think, you know, when we started this whole idea, you were, I think, fearful that you would never have enough Christmas card things to do a full-size tree before the obsession took root. Once the obsession took root, you now, of course, have enough Christmas card stuff to do 3 7-foot trees, so...
Right.
Well, and I think the ornaments are perhaps maybe a little larger in proportion to the tree.
Which I like.
Right, so, I do.
I agree.
But now I have maybe to go back and
it gives it a sort of whimsy.
I think you don't want to put too many, especially the nature of these ornaments, the cards, the detail, the colors, the different patterns. Because if you put too many of those ornaments on the tree, I think that you're going to lose the value, the fact that what those ornaments are made out of.
You might cross the line into
paper junk.
So we have the paper tree and the I Spy tree. We have all of our little hints written.
The hints are written, and the poems were written by Sean and Jeremy, and I reviewed them. But
she edited, just so you know.
I did not edit them. I made one word change.
Two.
I hope you improved them.
I thought they were lovely rhymes.
They were.
I'm very excited about that. But in this tree, we decided we're not going to actually put it all together.
Well, we're going to make sure we have enough ornaments to cover. We have almost all the I Spy items on, and now we just need to make sure we have enough other stuff to fill the gaps.
Right. And that's going to be cool. And then the way people are going to spy it.
Well, I think there's two different things. There'll be clues on the presents under the tree. But then Natalie and I also have talked about, since we don't want to have a lot of bulky papers and things to hand out, we're going to have the code for the Yule Log website. And people can use their smartphone to scan it. Yes.
QR code.
And then they'll have two options, because we'll have it on both our trees. If they scan the code at the card tree on the website, they can see the links to make all the things they see.
And then if they ornament
at our Yule Log iSpy tree, they'll see hints. So, like, they'll see the pictures of all the things they're supposed to find along with the list.
So, once again, going back to the technology connection.
We'll have to get our IT guy on that.
Yeah, 12 days. Hildy! We have to get Hildy to work. She has been on a hiatus, and we have to get her back to work. She needs... I mean, she's a free intern, but she's got to earn her keep. No Christmas for her unless she works hard.
Who's Hildy?
She's our assistant. Our intern.
You're an elf.
No, she's not so much an elf.
She's taller than that.
Yeah, much.
But anyway, so that... I'm excited. So you liked making the wreath?
I enjoyed making the wreath. And in fact, I felt a little guilty because I was helping Jeremy at first, but then I saw all the fun festivities.
And dropped me like hot tamale.
So I'm glad I wandered over to the craft tree.
I like
the angel. Making the angel was fun.
Doesn't it feel good? I think it feels good to fold paper. Now, Mom's been working on the tree skirt.
That tree skirt is just folded and
it's gonna hard
to describe. You have to come see it.
You do have to come see it. And it's going to be beautiful, although it still requires a lot of glue. And then, Beth, you've been concentrating on the angels.
Yes. And then I cut four of the
And
lines.
Now we're cutting some garland. And the garland, if we get it to work right, is going to be amazing. It's going to be
so
cool.
Just like all the different colors.
I imagine that this is all going to be a hectic whirlwind on November 18th.
Do you feel that? I feel calm. Because I feel like... when you have a bad dress rehearsal, the show is really great.
I don't think our dress rehearsal has been bad.
Not well, then we need to have something disastrous happen, because I thought that was the philosophy.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, you and I have done many projects that require quick, mm-hmm. and sometimes it is frantic.
I'm kind of impressed that the two of you haven't argued.
I know.
You've just been really moving along with this.
Natalie and I work on very many things together, and there's only one thing that we ever argue, and that's usually just my fault, and I just need to be left alone to vent, and she's learned just to walk away.
We're better, yeah. And actually, we're probably good because we have company.
Yeah.
You're behaving yourself.
I don't know. I don't think we'd be arguing about our trees.
And then you stopped to eat, too, so your blood sugar's
right.
We did have a lovely lunch.
We actually had soup.
But we need to tell people, too, so they can start planning ahead. You can go ahead online now to the Kennedy Krieger Institute and get your tickets for the Festival of Trees. If you go online and do it, you can get a coupon to get a discount.
I was about to say, I listened to the phone recording today, and there is a good discount if you go online and get your trees in.
And the Festival of Trees runs Thursday, Friday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday after Thanksgiving. So it's Black Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Now, this is probably a very ridiculous question, but perhaps some people out there don't know about the Kennedy Krieger Institute.
Well, if our readers and listeners want to know more, you can look back to, we'll put a link on today's to give you the whole history of the Festival of Trees, because we are past our time already today.
Oh, we've already run over time.
We have gone over time, which we usually do.
Because yesterday when I posted about the Christmas... can you say that word? Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style, yeah.
There you go.
I can do it.
Okay, well...
it's a dance.
Good thing we don't have visuals. But yesterday I was posting about that because it's all viral. There was a big group of Santas that were dancing yesterday in Australia because they were... promoting their Santa run in Australia, and they have in all the major cities of Australia on the same day, which is the first weekend in December, 25,000 Santa runners, and they raise millions of dollars for
and
their charity.
It's sponsored by the magazine in Australia. It's basically like the Australian version of Our People.
Right.
It's like the same thing as People magazine
and
there, so it's a huge corporation.
Goes to disadvantaged children, so. So we will also be talking about that, about the Kennedy Krieger Institute, because I'm sure they raise a lot of very, very much needed money.
Yes, and I'm getting almost daily now little mailings from the Kennedy Krieger Institute telling me about the miracle of some child and how they've been helped.
Okay.
Maybe you guys can do a little Gangnam Style flash mob.
Oh, good. And it's too bad our time is up.
With that, we're done.
happen. Maybe those Santas that are walking across the Bay Bridge can do that.
The non-walking
Santa. The non-walking Santa. So, that wraps us up this for this week. So, if you need a little Christmas, be sure to check out the U-Log. You can check us out on our website. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
And Stitcher, and of course, Smart Stitcher Radio has released another mobile app, so they've updated their app, and they're very pleased with that, and I think it'll work faster, so you can listen to Stitcher on your mobile.
Yeah, so if you need a little Christmas, be sure to check us out. Merry Christmas, Natalie.
Merry Christmas, Beth.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you, everyone, for being with us today.